Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to the fourth Sunday of Easter. Every year, this is Good Shepherd Sunday. So the church wants us every year on this fourth Sunday to draw near to and contemplate and know Jesus as our Good Shepherd. At the heart of Jesus being our Good Shepherd are a couple things. One is we hear in the Acts of the Apostles that the stone rejected by the builder has become the cornerstone. So this is Jesus. He has been rejected. We killed him. But somehow through his dying and rising, he now is the cornerstone. He's the cornerstone for our salvation. We know that the New Testament was written in Greek, and the Greek word that we normally translate as salvation is the word soteria. The root of that word is sozo, and that word can mean many things. It can mean to save someone from peril, for example, to set free, to restore, to make whole, to keep whole, to make complete, and to heal. So Christ is the stone rejected, become the cornerstone. And the power of God is then to take broken lives and make them whole. So this is the heart of our faith. So Jesus is a redeemer. He can find us in our brokenness and our sin. And when we allow him, then he redeems us and makes us whole again. The gospel for this Sunday is from John chapter 10. Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. And I think sometimes we think that means that he's like a morally good shepherd. But the Greek says that Jesus is good at shepherding. And he's good at shepherding because of two main reasons. The first one is because he's willing to lay down his life for his sheep. So a hired man sees danger and turns and runs away. Jesus is a shepherd who's willing to lay down his life and die for his sheep. Now think of the value that a sheep has. Now think of the value of a human person, infinitely more valuable. If Jesus is willing to die for a sheep, just think about the sacrifice he's willing to make for all of humanity. We've never seen a God before like this in the history of world religion or humanity. We have a God now who doesn't just demand that we give adoration and praise. We have a God who says, I'm going to die for you. I'm going to give everything I have for you. That's an amazing God. And during Easter, we revel in, and we also then are called to adore such a God because our God is amazing. And then secondly, Jesus is good at shepherding because he says, I know mine and mine know me. So God doesn't just know us collectively, he knows you personally. He knows you intimately. He is utterly concerned with you and your life. He wants to know everything about you because he wants to save everything about you. So again, I think as humans, sometimes we think that I have this sin or this brokenness that is too great and we try to hide that from God. Don't do that anymore. That's precisely why Jesus came. So bring him the worst part of yourself. Bring him the most broken part of you. Just present it to him and give him permission. You can heal me if you like. This is Good Shepherd Sunday. Jesus wants to be your shepherd. He wants to draw near. He wants to make you whole. So what's stopping you from letting him do that? Have a blessed week and a good Easter season.